So hello and welcome to the Erica Blessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and light workers. And I'm going to talk today about the energy of the business, the energy of your business, and when you're building your business, and what it's like when your business starts to grow and you don't even acknowledge it. It's so interesting. So and where are the places, if you've been asking for your business to grow and you've been asking for more money, more success, more profile, more everything, where are the places where you have, at the same time you've asked for more, held it back or neglected to raise your rates or neglected to build the kind of luxury or the kind of orientation that you would actually love to have? So I'm curious. I was in a workshop last week with Elena Blanco. It was amazing. It was in Spanish too. That was really interesting. But we were working with some of the healers and people who run bars, people who do really nice work in the world. And they were from Argentina, Colombia, Mexico, United States. And, you know, so interesting, almost to a point, so many of the people were scared when they set their rates or their prices for their products that they would be asked to discount the prices. Yeah. Wow. So if that's you, there's no energy on that at all. If you have an awareness that people would like you to discount your prices, if that's something that runs in your pattern or runs in your body or runs in how you do your business, I'd like you to sit with that for a minute and just really look at what happens when you choose full price. Yeah. What happens when you choose full price consistently? And then what happens when you stick on full price? And I had the most interesting awareness that I had been running my business, the hobby publishing business, since 2012, 2011, and my rates hadn't changed since 2014. But since that time, I've published to number one more than 225 authors. Yeah, and so many books, so many titles have gone to number one, and so much success. And I didn't go back in and look at the business rates and look at the business structure and the offer. So that was a big aha. And needless to say, by the time the weekend came, I'd updated my rates in keeping with all the successes the company's had. And I just looked at carefully, you know, what are people getting now that they didn't get when I offered the same money 5 years ago? And then when I personally paid for similar services in, say, 2007, you know, was I paying the same amount? And nothing had changed in 10 years. So it was like, huh, yeah. So any place you haven't been willing to raise your rates or charge what the rates dictate, you know, charge what the services dictate. What kind of services do you provide? How much do you care about your client? How much do you really get this supreme sense of joy when your client succeeds? And some of you know that I also have a real estate license, and my clients, when they are successful, you know, I just met with one of my clients last week, and she bought her house with me 13 years ago, and the home has just about doubled in value. You know, it was close to $1 million before, and it's now, you know, getting up high in there, close to $2 million, which puts it in kind of a moderate neighborhood in my area. So it's really fascinating how much service I gave them when they were. I also got a record for when I sold their home. So bought them a beautiful home for a great price, and I sold them a home and got the best price ever for their street, for their 5-bedroom model that anyone had ever gotten. So is that the kind of service that you would say, oh, I'm going to now let you have me for 1% or something, you know? So any place you've been dumbing yourself down, pulling yourself back, asking yourself to discount your rates, Can you just look at the energy of that and see if that's truly the energy that matches the business that you desire to have in your life? And if your business actually would like to be more glorious, so would it like to be more full and robust, helping people in such a big way? And there's just not even the rates isn't really the question. The question is this the right client, or is this the right service, or does your service match what they're seeking? There you go. And once your service match what they're seeking, then the price isn't really something that is usually as much of an obstacle as people make it. So if you could just today, just see if you can shift your energy around how you talk about your rates to one of, kind of like comfort and like it's just not so much of a question as it seems to be made out to be in the entrepreneur world, especially for coaches, healers, therapists, people who run bars, people who help people with health and healing. Certainly, if you had to choose between a business coach who charges $50 an hour and you can have a special discounted price of $150 for 4 hours a month of business coaching, or you were going to pay $2,000 a month for business coaching, and this was like the business coach you've been looking for and the shift you've been wanting to make, and you want to charge close to $2,000 a month for your business coaching. And so which one would you choose, right? Would you choose the $50 an hour business coach or the $2,000 a month business coach? Which one lights you up better? Is it somewhere in between? And look at what you would choose, what you would desire for you. Now, maybe you're just starting out, or maybe you're in a country where $50 an hour is a great rate, and I'm being ridiculous thinking about $2,000 for four sessions. So it's close to $500 a session. Which one of these lights you up? Which one of these in euros? Do the math in your own country in rubles. Do the math in your own country. And see where you resonate, and then see about tuning into your own, like, what you would prefer, you know. I went to a workshop once, and she said, if you could go to any eye doctor to do your eye surgery, would you choose the discount one, or would you choose the full price one located at Stanford? I had my eyes done in 1996, and they were operated on at Stanford University. Yeah, it was one of the best eye surgeons in the world, I guess, you know, because certainly I don't want to mess with my eyes, right? And luckily it worked. I haven't needed glasses since then. So don't you love this show? I am so Rosanna Dana, for those of you who are old enough to know what that means. Anyhow, I'm delighted to chat with you today about business, growing a new business, finding the energy of your business, and finding the space where you can really fly. You know, my friend Katrina Alkins up in the Bellevue area is talking a lot about flying right now and this ability to fly. And I wonder if having the rates be a good match for you and having them, releasing any crud around that and just keep playing with what could make it better, what could make it feel better, what could stand stronger, you know, what services can you provide that give your business that sweet extra touch that makes people want to say yes and then have a waiting list for it. That's the energy I want to have you share with you today on this beautiful sassy Sunday where my podcast is catching up after I was out for a bit with a scratchy voice. So yeah, it doesn't work very good for a podcast owner, by the way. So have an absolutely fabulous day. Enjoy these Creating Business Beyond This Reality interviews I'm playing right now, and look for a whole bunch of new guests starting this week, including a dragon guest. She talks to dragons, and that's on the 24th. So thanks so much for coming.